The MTA is trying to strike a human tone with riders. But as WNYC's Beenish Ahmed reports, some conductors say it's too much jabber.
Earlier this month, the MTA asked conductors to stop calling passengers ladies and gentlemen and to start announcing holidays and landmarks. That's according to a memo the MTA sent to conductors that was obtained by WNYC.
Honestly speaking, if you're a person that rides New York City Transit, a lot of the announcements are white noise.
Crystal Young is with the Transport Workers Union and is a former conductor. She says adding to the number of announcements will just give riders more to ignore.
You're more concerned about getting to your point and making sure you're there on time than, ladies and gentlemen, today's election. I mean, well, not even ladies and gentlemen.
Young can't help but default to that now forbidden phrase, but then corrects herself.
Excuse me, passengers, today's election day.
The new announcement guidelines are only part of a wide-ranging effort by the MTA to have, quote, more open and honest communications. Earlier this month, the MTA gave iPhones to E-train conductors as part of a pilot project. Believe it or not, right now passengers can get more up-to-date information on their phones than MTA workers get on their radios. Even if the phones will have a lot of apps disabled, Young says it's an about-face from how the MTA treated personal phones.
It's kind of cold and callous at one point to say, you can't use your phone, don't touch your phone and all of that, and now you're all of a sudden giving phones.
Chattier conductors won't get the trains running any faster, but it can make riding the subway in a season of seemingly endless delays feel a bit more bearable, says John Raskin of the Riders Alliance, a grassroots transportation advocacy group.
It's not a substitute for everything we need to do, but it's a little bit of an indication that the MTA is at least trying.
Trying to be more personal.
The MTA can seem like an impersonal system that's all metal and rubber, but in reality it's made of humans.
Raskin, for one, says he'll wait to hear how it plays out. Passengers will too, if they're listening. Beenish Ahmed, WNYC News.